Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 71st Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined by Caserio and Kim Ewisung, who are the actors in the film Hill of Freedom. Thanks very much for being with us. To start off, I guess the best thing to do would be to tell us something about your characters and what you liked about them and what made you want to portray them.
What I like about the characters of Hong Sang-soo's movie, they are not ideal. They have lots of lackness. They have no too much pretension. So I can easily trust them.
What about your character?
My character is a miserable guy.
No,
miserable, but funny, still funny, and still has a good will and generous mind to Mori. So with my character, he said that poor or miserable guy can be generous. And good words is not coming from very wise men. And anybody can offer a good word to the world.
Yeah. I think it's really hard to be nice to people when you are miserable.
And also, I mean, you guys are friends in the movie. But you meet very simply and just become friendly with each other. And what I liked about it was that you talk about the different cultures. Mm. And I was just wondering about the theme of this differences in culture in the movie.
Oh, but for me, I didn't think much about the difference of the culture. I don't know why, but maybe I didn't think there's so much difference between Korean and Japanese. Mm.
Nevertheless, your character is explicit about saying he doesn't like
it. Yeah, I know. But I think I always focused on person, not the races. So Korean or Japanese is not so much important for me.
I totally agree with him. I cannot feel the difference of culture of the two countries, just the difference of the individual. And before he came to Korea, director Hong said, he's a nice man. Be nice to him. Yeah, try to be nice with him. And I realized that he is a nice, really nice man.
Yeah.
And I want to do anything for him. So we were in love. We were in love in whole the location.
Mm. So it wasn't just a friendship on the film, it was a friendship on set.
Yes.
Between all of the actors involved.
Mm.
And now let's talk about the director. I heard that it was shot in a very particular method.
Mm-hmm.
You were given the script on the day, and you had to memorize it.
Yes.
What were the difficulties in that?
Actually, it's really fun to do that because we don't have to prepare. And of course, we just have like 30 minutes to memorize. Sometimes when the line is too long, it's really hard to memorize it. But if we had a whole script first, we always prepare and we always image something. But that is, the image something is always comparing to some past image in your head. But if you have the script in the morning, we just being ourselves and try to live the present. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more spontaneous. Did you feel that way too?
Yeah. The sweet part of that method is we are not worried about the continuity.
Oh,
we just leave that moment. Yeah, as I told you.
Mm. So you didn't know how that the film would be messing with time so much, or were you aware that the director wouldn't be showing it in chronological order?
No, we didn't know that.
Okay. And what did you think when you saw it?
It was just wonderful. Great.
Maybe it's if the film is the same order as we shoot, it's maybe it's more easy to enjoy, but I think it's maybe more easy to forget.
Actually, we saw the time order version.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... actually, obviously, we should say that the whole film is kind of recited through a series of letters and that kind of fall on the floor and get jumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
And that your character reads is reading a book on time, which mm-hmm. is a charming element in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's also about people connection. And apart from the cultural differences, it's also just a human contact. And I was just wondering how human you thought the film was when you were told about it, and was that one of the factors that made you want to work on this film the most?
Oh, I'm just a big fan of Hong Sang-soo, so I have no reason to refuse his order. And and one thing that I want to add is about the time. I want to think and in the daily life how you experience time. I think it's kind of same to this film structure. If you try to remind something, it's not in the time order, right?
Mm.
So, except we look watches or clocks, we are naturally experience the time like this film.
Yeah. Mm. And I guess it's also like remembering too, when mm-hmm. you remember mm-hmm. things and it's not in the same way.
Yeah.
But getting back to the human side of the story, can you kind of explain how this side affected your wanting to be part of the film? There's friendship, there's love. Mm. How did you connect with it as an actor, but also as a person?
Hong Sang-soo's movie always talk about the weakness of human being, meanness of human being,
mm.
but also it shows the good part, goodwill of human being. So I worked with him several times, and at the end of every working, I feel like I'm a little bit grown up as a human being and as an actor as mm. well.
For me, Hong Sang-soo's film, the center of Hong Sang-soo's film's emotion is solitude.
Mm.
And all his films try to searching for happiness.
Mm.
And so I think the audience can use his film like a philosophy book or something, and to live good or to find yourself or...
I think also searching for happiness, but also not being able to find that happiness may just be right in front of you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for talking with us about it. It was a great film. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.